Warning, the views and opinions expressed on the show are those and solely those of the hosts and in no way represent the station from which they broadcast from, nor the DJs with whom they work with.
Alrighty then.
But by listening, you will be enlightened by a different brand of useless information.
Bazinga.
And very modest hilarity.
And that's the bottom line.
It's time to hear from the other guys.
I am a peacock. You gotta let me fly.
What's up, everybody?
Woo!
Thank you again for tuning in to this week's episode of The Other Guys Podcast. I'm Baby Huey, and look at it, we're back at it, joined by my fellow co-host, Bimbo Jimbo.
Let's get it going.
And, of course, we have the most amazing woman in radio, the wonderful Chasta. How's it going, Chasta?
Ooh, I got a better intro than Jimbo.
I'm keeping it fair. I'm trying to be equal.
Spreading it around.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh. Okay, I get it.
Yes. But no, it's great to be back. I mean, God, I feel like a record player at this point as far as every podcast we do, I'm always like, I feel like apologizing for like maybe the downtime in between episodes. But literally,
our busy lives.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's like it really has been a busy time for us in multiple ways. Just not to get, I don't know if people really care about this, but as far as just stuff behind the scenes here at work, and then for me personally, just people who taking time off on vacation, and then I gotta kind of get edit highlights for these best of shows, and then there's other stuff here with other departments, and it's been really busy here. And I always say, like, the summertime is really like the most busiest time I feel at
times. You wear a lot of hats.
Yeah, totally. So it's been really busy, and I've been catching up on stuff, past episodes and past interviews we've done. So I'm all caught up now. It's all up on the website, 1077thebone.com. So I'll mention all that stuff at the end, all the cool stuff up there you can listen to right now. But it feels great to be back in here. Chasta, you and I have some fun stories to talk about. Jimbo and I have some fun adventures. I'm looking forward to getting in, talking about today. So first things first, I always figure it's easier when we talk about ourselves, and I mentioned this on the air on Saturday night, the one thing I love about doing this podcast, I feel like if you're a fan of 107.7 The Bone, I feel like this is your opportunity to kind of get to know us more as people, jocks, radio personalities, because I feel like on the air, we're kind of limited on the amount of time we get to speak on the air. Here at the podcast, it's a little more open free form. And so
a little bit more Oprah.
Yes, thank you. Sorry.
It is more Oprah, I agree.
Yeah. It is.
It's a whole nother Oprah.
I think that was accurate, Huey.
But just as far as us being able to open up and just kind of talk about ourselves and all the fun stuff we get to do here at the Radio Ranch. And so, as I just mentioned a second ago, just a lot of fun stuff to get into in the last couple weeks since our last episode. Also, unfortunately, Joe Hawk couldn't be here today because of a scheduling conference
hangover.
Yes.
Because of a hangover.
Yes, but honestly, it was a little bit of a scheduling conflict, Chasso, because we had to record today on a Tuesday. Unfortunately, Joe, I think he's pulling a double shift at his work at Freewheel Brewing, but I think he also has to take his dog to the doctor or something like that. So today was a busy day for him, but for you, Jimbo, and myself, this is the best day for us to record because, Chasta, you're going to be busy at the end of the week, right? You're going to get ready to fly out of the country. Is that true?
Yes, I am going out of the country to Italy for my first time to Italy, by the way.
Oh, so nice. Jealous, Chasta.
Nice.
I am so incredibly jealous of you. I love history. Where in Italy are you going?
So we're going to an island off the coast of Naples. It's called Ischia.
Oh, really? Okay, where is that? I mean, I don't know geography.
It looks pretty incredible. So we fly. So here's what's crazy. Can I just vent for a second?
Okay.
This is insane. Mm-hmm. Now, this is like a serious first world problem, okay?
Okay.
But we fly from here. And keep in mind, we're taking Cody. This is our first flight with a three-month-old.
Oh, you're taking him.
We're taking Cody. We fly from here to Seattle. Yeah.
Wow.
We fly from here to Seattle. We have a four-hour layover in Seattle. Then we fly from Seattle to Paris. And then we go from Paris to Naples. And then we have to catch a ferry from Naples to the island. Holy F-bomb.
Wow. I mean, why is that? That's just the way the itinerary worked out as far as just schedule?
Because I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that somebody else is paying for it, which is amazeballs, by the way. Jay's aunt and uncle are paying for his entire family to go there for their 50th anniversary, wedding anniversary.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I think it was just really came down to what their points could get them and what was cheapest for 23 people to travel.
Gotcha.
Oh, so okay. So it's a bunch of Jay's family all traveling to Italy.
Right.
I'm most impressed with Cody.
Together, yeah. So, right? I know. Well, don't be impressed yet because I may come back and have like the craziest stories ever about how somebody wanted to kill us on a plane because our baby cried for 10 hours straight. You know?
Ah, screw him, Chasta. Screw him.
Yes. I was that thing about that. Yeah, you're going to
be. I'm going to make like a little I'm sorry bag. I'm going to make like a little bag with like, I think like earphones in it and like a mask and maybe like a $5 iTunes gift card.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
For the people in our, I think so. Yeah, for the people in our row so that they
That's
don't want to get
way more
so
considerate than any other group of new parents that I've seen on an airplane. Way more considerate.
Yeah, that's
right?
Really cool.
Okay, well, I thought it was a good idea.
Well, that's cool. That's like a party bag? You know, when you're a kid and you leave a children's party and you get like a to-go bag?
Like
or
a favor, yes. Yeah. Like a favor bag, to-go bag, yeah.
Right. That's really cool.
Exactly.
So you fly out, what, this Friday morning?
Friday morning at 7 a.m.
Wow. And how long is that actual traveling day? It sounds like it's going to be...
30 hours, I believe.
30 hours? Oh, man. Damn. So yeah.
That's obviously with layovers and all that stuff.
And so by the time you get there and with the time difference, it'll probably be like Sunday? I don't know. Like what's
we skip a whole day. It'll be like Saturday afternoon.
Wow, you're gonna be time traveling.
Oh, I know, right?
Yeah, Jay's going to be the Flash now.
It's going to be brutal.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Jay's like so scared of this whole trip because of, you know, traveling with a baby. He's clearly never done it. I at least was a nanny, so I have some experience on a plane with a small child. Jay, yesterday, was like, all right, you're the captain. I'm your first mate. You just tell me what to do.
Nice. Smart man. Very smart. I know.
Yeah, right.
And so how long are you guys going to be in actual Italy? Is this going to be like a
whole
week? We're
going to be there for 9 days.
Wow.
Do you get to go over to Rome at all? Are you on the island the whole time?
We fly through Rome on the way back. So we're really just doing, we're going to do the island and we'll see Naples. And then we're also going to do a driving trip of the Amalfi Coast. Have you ever done that?
No, I've never been to Italy. I'm very jealous of.
No, you haven't. Okay.
Yeah, no. And even Cody, young Cody, barely into his young life is going to get to Italy before I do. I suck.
3 months old. He's going back to the homeland already.
Oh, nice. Jimbo, have you ever traveled out of the country?
Jay's never been there either.
Oh, really? To Italy?
Yeah, no, he's never been to Italy.
Hmm. Jimbo, have you ever traveled out of the country?
Oh, yes, I have, Huey. I've been to the great city of Rosarito, Mexico, and the neighboring cities. And many a beverage was drank. I had to watch body shots taken off of the girl of my dreams from high school that I was traveling with and that whole group of friends.
Oh.
That was great. I wasn't the one doing the body shots off of her. It was our new friends in Mexico that were doing them. So I had to watch that nightmare.
I thought maybe she was doing the body shots off of you.
No. Oh, how I wish, Chasta. Oh, how I wish. But that's not the way that one went. But it was, Rosarito was a great trip. I got to discover my Latin roots down there, which I'm now fully embracing today. So that was about that was like 10 plus years ago now, though, so it's been a minute. It's funny, I actually came back to the States with like alcohol in my suitcase too, and I was really into I must have been just 18 or 19 at the time when I went, but I was really into grasshoppers, which is this sort of specialty cocktail that you make with.
What the hell?
Oh, it tastes.
Oh, drink?
It,
oh, okay.
Oh, not the bug?
No. Not the bug, the actual drink. Yeah.
I know. You like brought home grasshoppers.
No. I brought home the alcohol to make grasshoppers because you can buy it hella cheap there. So it's creme de coco, creme de menthe. And like, so that's why I came back. It tastes like mint chip ice cream. But the thing about it was the creme de menthe, it, like part of it like leaked in my suitcase, I guess, from whatever the jostling. So like all of my socks had been turned green and it just, it was, yeah, it was bad. But whatever. I got it over the border.
He smelled minty fresh.
It was harder for me to get into a rated R movie at the time than it was to get back into the United States when I was coming back from Mexico.
Isn't that frightening? Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was.
That's how it was when I went on my senior trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
That's about as much world traveling as I've done so far.
Okay. Okay. I've never been to Mexico. I would love to.
That counts.
Yeah, totally. I would love to go to Mexico.
I think we need an other guy's trip to Mexico.
I'm all for it.
I would love that. I would love that. Yes.
That could get seriously co-signed. Out of hand very quickly. Especially if Joe's there.
Well, we would leave Joe in Mexico.
Joe would get us in trouble with the cartel.
What? I thought.
Yeah, that's how the story goes.
Oh, no.
What do you mean it's not free? Or but no, the Chaz is really excited. I mean, for me, I've only been to Ireland, Dublin, Ireland. So that's the farthest I've only.
Oh, way better
right,
than me.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only time I traveled out of the country. And that was a few years ago. And so I've been dying to go back to Ireland at some point or anywhere, just, yeah, outside the country. So I'm all for, like, a big road trip of some sort. I don't know. Maybe if Jimbo is Latin now, he can be our tour guide down in Mexico.
I'm embracing my Latin Americanness.
Well,
my Latino heat is just radiating off of me. Yes. Well, you know, that's more of a gringo holiday, Chast. I hate to break it to you. You know, it's not really super huge in the actual circles. So, but I'll let it go.
Well, and Chast.
Oh, really? Oh, crap.
Oh, well, you know, Chast, because Jimbo's favorite TV show is Lucha Underground. It's the fairly new wrestling promotion that's on the El Rey Network, and that he does his podcast Lucha Lowdown with his buddy Jeff. He's been watching every episode on season 3 now. So I think your Spanish has come a long way.
I took 4 years in high school, and I grew up in the restaurant industry.
You took 4 years?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, I wanted to get in touch with my roots.
Oh, wow, are you fluent?
How much do I want to lie to you right now?
No, I know, right? How far are we going to take this?
Un poquito, not fluent. But okay, I will say this, baby, he was some pendejo.
Oh, my God. Come on. Well, Chasta, speaking of which, I haven't told you about this, but so, you know, Jimbo's been doing
what?
He's been doing his Lucha Lowdown podcast, which I'm all excited for, support it 100%. I think it's a great thing.
In more ways than he even knew he was supporting it.
I know, yes. But season 3 just started a couple weeks ago, and so he's been doing a live stream.
Yeah, so what I do is I go on Twitch and I will stream. I'm trying to encourage a live conversation between the listeners and myself, so I will go on Twitch as I watch the episode live with all the listeners and everything like that and try and, you know, just get a conversation going. But I needed a place to do it.
Yes. So, Chasta, James told me originally that he was going to do it in the Levi's Lounge. I was like, oh, that's a great idea. It's got the chairs. It's got the big screen up there. I was like, oh, that's a great idea. Plus, he can, you know, just use the Wi-Fi and just have his laptop set up. I go home that day and I take a nap and stuff, and I wake up and Jimbo's posted on Facebook like, hey, check out the live stream right now. So I was like, oh, I probably missed it, but I go ahead and click on it anyway. And it pops up and says the broadcast is already over, but you can watch the video that they just got done. So I click, I was like, oh, let me see how this looks in the Levi's Lounge. Come to find out, I was like, wait a sec, that setting looks really familiar. That wall, that blue wall.
Did he do it in your office?
Yeah, he did in the office.
I did do it in your office.
Shut up, at your desk?
Yeah. At Huey's desk.
Oh, my God.
It was much easier. I didn't really know where they hide the TV
that
in the Levi's Lounge.
So funny.
And, you know, it just, I felt more at home, you know, in baby Huey's
you
office.
You can always count on Huey to have, like, all the media set up properly.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, to watch
but, he had the TV
He's
all
like
good
Mr.
to go
Checky
in
guy.
There. Yeah.
No, but in all serious though, Chas, that the setup in the office, I think looked perfect for Jimbo as far as where the desk is. He kept the computer, his laptop, his Mac open with the webcam on him, and the TVs are right there up on the wall over your desk, your Chastis chair corner. Right. So
it was just an experiment chair. You mean
yes. So it's Jimbo. It was perfect for Jimbo just to be able to watch it right there. But I started laughing just because like it's a whole hour of this webcam right on Jimbo's face and Jim reacting to wrestling, going, "Oh, oh man!
Well, I have to go see this. Yeah. I'm so sad."
Please don't. It's just like it's an hour plus of just my mug. I mean, like I'm trying to like add more like bells and whistles to it.
What else do you need in life? That is amazing.
Oh well, thank you. I appreciate that. But while we're on the subject of filling in, you know,
come on.
Of filling Chasta in on things that need to be filled in upon.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Chasta, I got to vent to you here, honey, because I love Chick-fil-A. And baby Huey loves Chick-fil-A.
Oh, God, do I ever.
And our friend here at the station, Christian Hawkins, used to work for Chick-fil-A and still loves it. So we got the idea.
That I did not know.
Yeah, okay. I've never been more jealous of somebody of their job that wasn't in the broadcasting industry that she worked at Chick-fil-A, which is awesome.
You actually want to work there? You love it so much?
I do. I would. Yes.
But, to be honest, Chick-fil-A might pay us more. Can I just say that?
Absolutely. Probably benefits. And they're also nice. They must be getting treated well. So we got into our heads a couple weeks ago now that we were going to go get some chicken Nirvana. And poor Christian was along for the ride, too, eventually. she got suckered into one of
for the ride. I mean,
she got suckered into one of our adventures here. But I need to discuss on the podcast here about what I call baby Huey time.
We need to go public with this.
We have to go public with this. This is because he operates on a different time scale than any of us else do. You may recall your lovely baby shower. That Hugh and I almost arrived a day afterward.
Uh-huh.
Yes, we were incredibly late for that one. And I was also standing out in the middle of my street for about 10 to 15 minutes waiting for baby Huey, as he said he was almost right outside. So maybe this is partially on me because I didn't learn my lesson. But anyway, Huey tells me he's leaving the radio station at 5:20. I took timestamps of everything just so I could properly regale you on the podcast.
You do have a paper trail.
Yes, exactly. I even sent, so he said he was leaving at 5:20. He texts me at 5:45, says, "You ready?" And I immediately respond, "Yes, sir." And he just says, "Almost there." And so I think, almost there. Okay. Well, I'll come outside. That was at 5:45. At 5:55, I'm still standing outside. I say, "I'm outside, where you be?" And he says at 5:56, "Getting off the freeway," which is not near my house, not near my house at all. And I just said, "I thought you said almost here." And he said, "Yeah, like 10 minutes away." First of all, getting off the freeway is not 10 minutes away from my house. That is fantasy land stuff. And I just said, I've been standing outside like a stupid idiot. And I said, "It's just the shower all over again." And so that was, so at 5:45 was the "you ready." And then he did not show up until 6:20 when I sent him a text that says timestamp for
Are
podcast.
Oh my God.
Wait.
Almost there at 5:45.
Okay, just so
it was,
you know,
not until
for the
6:20.
Reference, baby Huey, almost there is like two blocks away.
Okay,
like
see,
as you're pulling up, you're like almost there. Like come outside.
Oh, believe me, Jimbo and I had this discussion right there in the car about my
perception. He educated you.
Yeah, no, well, my perception of almost there is
getting ready to leave the house.
No, I'm more than halfway.
That is BS, man. Where did you? You went to Berkeley?
Yes.
No, good Lord.
I'm saying though, Chas. So listen, I'm just saying. I left the station. I think, what was the first text, Jimbo, to you that I sent?
You left the station at 5:20.
Yes. And so I put the GPS in
I'm aware of how it works to get into a car. You know, and there's the combustion engine,
okay,
and it takes gasoline.
That's the question I have, that if you're using GPS, it tells you exactly to the minute when you're going to drive up. So why wouldn't you just say, "I'll be there at 6:21?
Well, but on my GPS, it said 10 minutes away. So that's why I text. But so, Chasta, hold on. So I'm not buying this at all. I was getting off the freeway, which is more than halfway between the radio station and Jimbo's place. So
almost there is not more than halfway, by the way. That is ridiculous. It doesn't matter. It's an incorrect usage of almost there. So, like, I could say that to me, cheese is chicken, but that doesn't make it right. Just because that's in your opinion. Like,
cheese is almost there to chicken.
Yeah, that's not a thing.
So, but anyway, so Chassa, I get off the freeway and it said on my GPS 10 minutes away. So that's why I texted Jimbo and said, yeah, I'm 10 minutes away. What's going on?
No. He texted me and said almost there. He did not say 10 minutes away. Well, me trying to be Johnny on the spot was waiting outside dutifully.
So anyway, The problem with my GPS in the car, it doesn't take into account traffic. So when I get off the freeway, keep in mind, this is almost 6 o'clock or whatever time it was on Jimbo's timestamp here. But that part of San Francisco is nuts. So I'm sitting in traffic. My GPS is 10 minutes away, but I'm stuck in traffic. So
yes. Cosine, which is why when somebody texts somebody almost there.
Do not use your GPS anymore in your car.
Yes, okay, totally. I absolutely
situations
can.
Like that,
on your
Huey,
phone only.
Is okay. Why people don't say almost there until they are literally, by letter of the law, almost there. Because things like other human beings that also drive cars could show up and delay you.
Yes. So anyway, so Chasta, I finally get to his place. Honestly, so Jimbo's standing outside. He's just looking at me like, yep. He gets in the car.
Sunburned by this point.
He gets in the car, and I just start laughing hysterically. Like, and he's just staring at me. He's like, "This is Chasta's baby shower all over again." And like,
ridiculous.
I just
him wait for chicken nirvana though, which I think was way worse than waiting for my baby shower.
Absolutely. I yes, that is true.
Both of equal magnitude, Chasta. I would never sell your shower short.
I'm up there with chicken nirvana. Wow, I feel really good.
You should. Hashtag blessed.
But I'm sitting there and I just started laughing because I knew I felt bad. I couldn't say, I didn't know what to say. So that's why I just started giggling though, because his face was just looking at me, staring at me. But I am sorry, Jimbo. I'm sorry that my perception of almost there is different than yours.
No. Almost there is not a perception thing.
It's different than everyone's, it sounds like.
Yes. This is a human race issue that you have. How you interact with the world. I feel you are like, how you interact with the world in relation to time is an affront to humankind. Like I would bring you before the UN to have you sanctioned.
Oh my God.
You need to be talking points in a presidential debate on how best to deal with the threat of radical baby Huey time.
Oh my God. So, but Chasta, after that, we go pick up.
Oh my God, you need to cut that up, and that needs to be a promo for our show. I'm sorry. Yeah.
So we go and pick up Christian. And then,
who thankfully hadn't died of starvation by the time we got to her. Or like, you know, just chose to be like, well, I guess I'm getting stood up by two guys I work with at the radio station.
So Chasta, we decided to go to the Chick-fil-A location in Novato because that was at the point where we were at in San Francisco. That was the closest one there. Based on timing, there's the Walnut Creek one.
Plus, have you been there? This is like a whole new adventure.
Exactly.
In this chapter.
Yes, we have not. Correct. We have not been
longer
there.
Longer adventure than the Lord of the Rings, thanks to baby Huey.
Oh my God.
This is like, quite the saga.
So, like, let's go to the Novato location. So we decided to go to that one, and we drove up there, and traffic was not too bad, and it was definitely a good scenic route, right, Jimbo, going through the North Bay?
Once we'd assembled all of the party, it went almost without incident. It was great.
Yes.
I have no complaints once I was in said automobile.
Yes.
It was everything.
Once the Power Rangers got all together,
yes.
You were good to go.
Yes. It was everything leading up to that that just just offended me greatly, just as a person.
But that location, it was a good spot. I mean, we picked out. We had, the chicken sandwich.
Yeah, and we went and got Mitchell's ice cream afterward, which was great fun. It was a great excursion once... you know, once my Uber showed up.
Oh, my God. But that Mitchell's...
I think you need a refund from your Uber guy.
One star. that for root. Bad root taken.
But that that ice cream spot we went to afterwards was good, and Jimbo had the grasshopper.
Grasshopper pie.
Grasshopper pie, sorry. But
no, I'm not drinking at Mitchell's. It's ice cream.
What is grasshopper pie?
It's like a mint chip ice cream with hot fudge, Oreos.
You are all about the mint chip.
Oh, I am.
I'm learning something today about you.
I love the mint chip.
Oh, it's
now I know what to get you for like your birthday and Christmas.
See, there it is. Absolutely. And Huey won't want any, so it'll be perfect because he inexplicably doesn't like mint chip.
No,
you don't like mint chip?
No. To me, mint should only be used for like brushing my teeth or mouthwash or gum or... To me, mint flavor.
Wow. Now, this is quite a marker right here. We have found a food that Baby Huey does not want any part of.
No.
That's impressive.
Correct. Yeah, I don't, like, to me, anything mint related, I want it to be as far as cleaning my breath or my teeth. But I don't like eating anything mint related.
I get it.
Yeah. No, so Jimbo was like, let me have this ice cream. And yeah. I was like, no, I don't want that. So. But that was a really good spot, though. It was a packed house for that Mitchell's ice cream.
We'll have to take you there, Chasta.
Yes, absolutely.
That is too funny.
Yeah. So, but
yes, I'll be all over that.
So, but honestly, Chasta, yeah, you should come with us on a next Chick-fil-A adventure of some sort. Like
maybe meet us there.
I mean, the chicken nirvana, but I do love the waffle fries. Since I can't have the chicken, I'll beat you there, probably.
I'll ride with you.
I'll be asking Jimbo what time to
Chasta,
get there.
Chasta, you and I can go for lunch, Chasta, and then Huey can meet us for dinner because we'll be hungry by the time he makes it.
Perfect.
But that was a fun day, so thank you, Jimbo, for spending my Friday night with you. It's my date for the night.
I'm glad I didn't make any other plans.
Was supposed to be day and turned into night.
But Chasta, real quick, before I forget, you and I went to the Black Sabbath concert last Thursday, and that was a big...
Oh, yes, did we ever.
Oh, yeah.
So awesome.
That was a big concert we've been promoting pretty damn heavily on this radio station, not only because Black Sabbath is just one of the greatest metal bands ever, but just... It's one of our core artists, so it was a lot of fun. So you and I have been planning for this, to go to this concert for a long time. So I just wanted to ask you your thoughts on the whole concert itself. I know you kind of gave a little tidbit with Lamont Antonelli, but yeah, your thoughts on the review of it.
Yeah, to be honest, I didn't really know what to expect with Ozzy because, I mean, look, he's older. He is kind of shaky and rickety, and I didn't know how he would sound. I didn't know how much he would move. I had never seen him live, I'm ashamed to admit. So I had pretty expectations going in, but I was actually blown away. I couldn't believe it. Not only did he sound like the freaking album, made me even question whether he was really singing at some points, but also he remembered the words. He might have had a teleprompter, but no judgment there. And he was still moving like back and forth. Like he was walking back and forth and clapping his hands and getting in people's faces. And I mean, it sounded incredible. The one thing I will say, this is my funny story of the whole night. So it was incredible. Jay and I loved it. It was just like, Jay, it was his favorite concert of all time, which shocked me that he said that. But we come home. I smelled like pot smoke so bad. I was afraid to even walk in my nursery and check on my child. Aww. I had to like strip down and put my clothes in the garage. Because in there, like the pot smoke was so thick, you could like cut it with a knife.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
At a concert?
Yeah.
It was brutal. this was like, I've been to a million concerts in my life. This one was like way more than usual.
Maybe thick. Some of it was medicinal for Ozzy then, probably to keep him up on stage.
Yeah, of course. yeah, I did just to keep him propped up. But no, it was really good. Besides like the cloud we were in, it was incredible. What did you think?
I had so much fun. I mean, this is a concert Tommy and I have been looking forward to for a long time just because... next to Metallica and Motorhead, Black Sabbath is probably my brother's favorite band of all time. And so we definitely made a point. We need to go because as the rumor is, this supposedly is their final tour. So we wanted to make it a point to see their last Bay Area show. And because we missed the February show down in San Jose, we did see them a few years ago at Shoreline, which was amazing. That was our first time seeing them. We've seen Ozzy solo a few years ago as well. But this was, it was amazing. My brother, he's always, you know, complaining to me, I want more metal shows to go to. So he got the night off from work. He couldn't wait to go. And he was singing along to every song. He was smiling and like just getting into it. I mean, when they were doing Snowblind, Tommy was like singing along to everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was so great. It was just a lot of fun. I mean, I had a lot of fun as well. And just, it was a great set list. It was just a fun day.
It's so funny to kind of say this because it sounds really messed up, but Black Sabbath is really sentimental to Jay and I because I walked down the aisle to a Sabbath song.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, which they didn't play. They didn't play that song.
Yeah, which one was it?
Instrumental, beautiful, quiet little song. It's called Fluff.
Fluff. Okay. Gotcha. But it's,
do you know what that one is?
It's
instrumental. It's very pretty. I'll have to look it up.
Okay, cool. Now I'll check it out. It's just, but for me, I was really amazed. Yeah, how amazing they sound to the album. Just,
Now, did you think he had a teleprompter?
I absolutely. Because you saw in the middle of the stage, he had like a big stack of, it looked like amps covering something.
Saw that, yeah.
It was huge. Like it was covering something. I was just amazed at how well they sounded. Like, it makes me, I'm a little paranoid when a band sounds that amazing live, if they have any.
No pun intended.
Yeah, backing tracks of some sort.
Yeah, I know.
So
yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
And what was the deal with the keyboardist behind the black curtain? Did you notice that?
Oh, no, I didn't see that part.
Oh my God, when he introduced the band, he was like, and our keyboardist, whatever his name was, and he like comes out of like a circus tent that's like black, and he like peeks his head out and then goes back in and shuts it, and then he's gone. Okay, A, I didn't know they had a keyboardist, and B, that poor guy, like, what was that about?
Yeah. Oh man, that I didn't notice that, but my thing was,
Jay and I were dying laughing.
Well, I thought, great set list, they play hit song after hit song. I was a little surprised though, Chas, did you notice they went on, I think like 8:40, and they were done by 10:20, I believe. So it was a super early night.
Yeah, it was like 10:15, I think.
Yeah, it was super early night. I was like,
well, Ozzy again, he's like, how old is he, 75 or something?
Yeah, he's getting up there, so he had to get to bed early. So, but I was thoroughly like, I was just kind of shocked.
I missed Rival Sons. Did you catch them?
I missed them too.
Interesting. Where were you?
I got stuck in traffic.
Oh, I was outside.
I see what you did there, Jimbo.
Yeah, thank
you.
Shocking. Shocking.
I was outside having honestly, you want to know, Jimbo? You can appreciate this. I was having some Mickey's and whiskey with my friend Brian and his brother-in-law, my other good friend Robert.
Oh, my.
Yes.
Yeah, Mickey's.
Yes. Brian from my friend Brian with the Foo Fighters with.
You'll never convince me that he's actually your friend after you forgot his name on a podcast. Yes. No.
Your best friend.
Your Craigslist misconnection guy.
That's right.
Yes. But so I was outside because I haven't seen him in a while. So we were having drinks outside and just catching up. And I was talking about my Green Day story, which we'll get into one second.
Perfect segue.
Yes. But Chaz.
Yeah, we need that story.
Oh, that was amazing. So, no, but Chaz, real quick, I just thought. Yeah, they sounded amazing, and it was just a fun night. Just glad to see my brother have some fun. And
it really did. Honestly, two thumbs up, five stars all the way around.
And
I'm glad you guys thought so, too.
I really hope it's not their last tour. I think, I think Tony Iommi is health-wise. I don't think he can deal with the full-blown touring anymore. But Geezer Butler sounds amazing on bass, the way he just... It's just that.
Didn't he?
Yes,
I know.
Yes.
Dude, on NIB, I was like, girl.
Oh my God. It was so good. And just Ozzy. Yeah, Ozzy sounded great. And I don't care if he uses a teleprompter. As long as he gets the words right, that's all that matters to me.
I don't care either.
Yeah.
Steven Tyler uses one often too.
Yeah. It's no biggie to me. But
I'd rather him get the words right and have a good show than, try to like fake it and screw up.
But it was great. You and I were playing kind of phone tag / flashlight tag from our seats.
Just flashlight to see where we're tag.
And then Jaeger was texting me. I didn't see Jaeger, but I knew he was there. I ran to No Name, who was there. Ran to the Scarlet Taint, who was there. So definitely the Bone Crew was definitely out there in full force. Yeah, so it was a very fun night. So definitely go down in the history books. It was an amazing night. So it was just a lot of fun. So why is Jimbo just making? I just laugh just watching Jimbo. I feel bad because I wish Jimbo.
What's he doing?
Well, no, Jimbo.
I'm not doing anything, Chas. I'm just sitting here quietly listening to the stories. I love Black Sabbath. I'm happy they were good. And Huey over here, little giggle puss. He's got a case of the giggles.
Well, no, because I feel bad. I know Jim. I wish Jimbo was there to be part of the concert.
No, I don't like to come on podcasts and complain about when I'm not invited to things. I let the cards fall where they may, and I roll with
good
it.
Good one.
But as I mentioned earlier, I was telling my friend Brian about hanging out with Green Day which I've been looking forward to telling you guys. Kind of.
He was glowing at work. He was so excited.
That was amazing. So
I'm sure cloud nine.
Yeah, absolutely.
So just a little background. So what was it, about 2 weeks ago? I bought tickets for Green Day. And then I went to tell our coworker, Alicia Tyler, from her sister station, KFOG. I was like, hey, I bought tickets. And I was just telling her how excited I was. And she told me, well, hey, you know, Matt Pinfield's going to be doing something with them soon. I was like, what? What do you mean? It's like some interview. I'm like, oh, well, if he needs help with anything, I'm down to help out in any way I can. And so she's like, okay, I'll let them know. And then, like, the next day, I was walking by KFOG's studio, and all three of them, Alicia, Matt, and Charlene, their producer, waves me down. So I go in there, and they're like, hey, we're doing this interview next week at their rehearsals place in Oakland. Do you want to go? And I was like, hell yeah, I want to go. You must have
cracked your pants.
Oh, I was like, oh, my God, yes, I'll totally go. So Charlene gave me the details, and I said, yeah, I mean, I'll do whatever you need. I'll help carry equipment. I'll take photos, whatever you need just to go. And so the following week comes, and so we are all here at work. I get all my work done. I ran to the bathroom. I put some pomade in my hair, combed my hair, got to look all good.
Of course you did.
Yes. Everyone's calm.
Wait, I have a question. Did you get a haircut before you went to
No. I wanted to, but it's
you
just...
You did it?
No. Yeah, scheduling-wise, I couldn't get to my barber in time, and because the interview was on a Wednesday, and... I think Tuesday he was booked up or something. I forgot what it was, but it just, I couldn't get over there in time for it. And I was so bummed, but it was okay. I mean, I think I did my hair right. So it looks good.
I knew it was on the docket for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, it looked okay.
Charlene and Matt Pinfield. So the thing was, this interview Matt Pinfield was doing, this is for his syndicated show, 2 Hours Pinfield. That's all a bunch of our sister stations around the country, and that's who set this up. And so I followed Charlene and Matt. They drove together, and we drove to this, quote, secret location in Oakland, which, by the way, Chasta, I did not realize this place was, like, literally 10 minutes from my house. I was like, all these years to realize Green
You're
Day
kidding me.
Was in
oh
my backyard.
My
was like,
now, when you say 10 minutes from your house, baby Huey, how many minutes in our time?
Let's
is
clarify that.
Okay.
Like 45?
It's really across the bay, but either way,
yes,
all the same.
But so we park, we go inside, and we walk in the security, and we go into their offices, and it's like this tiki hut, like tiki bar kind of vibe to it. And I guess it was like these offices, and that's where like they have some of their practice rooms. So other bands can rehearse in there. I think Machine Head's done stuff in there. So a lot of Bay Area bands come through. But so Chasta, we go back outside because we got to go to the end of this long like warehouse. It looks like a really upscale warehouse. Mm-hmm. And we're walking. We see all these cars parked. And first thing I notice parked in the corner is, and this is for hardcore Green Day fans, would geek out over this, was the old Bookmobile, which for all fans would know, that was their touring van, their touring bus back in 1994. So it's the actual Bookmobile that they used to drive around. I remember watching that on MTV and reading it in magazines and seeing pictures like, oh my God, there it is. So I had to run up, take some pictures with it.
I hate to be
it.
A guy with this statement, but you had a quarter chub, didn't you?
Absolutely. So I went up there and I had to touch it. I was like, oh my God. And so we're walking. Trey Cool comes.
He had to touch it.
I did.
With the quarter chub or the bus?
Both. So Chasta, we're walking and Trey Cool comes out. He gives Matt Pinfield a big hug. We shake hands and he remembers me from the golf tournaments that Lamont Tinelli, Dave Lauzer, and I've all played
Didn't
in before.
Did you like drink grass or something?
Absolutely.
Like that?
He remembers that as well, that I drank grass for him, which is on YouTube. Just type up Baby Huey Trey Cool drinks a shot of
grass.
Oh, you haven't? I got to show you the video, Jim. Long story short, Trey Cool was sponsoring a charity.
Like wheatgrass or like grass from the golf course?
Grass from the golf course. So we were playing this golf tournament that it was for Music in Schools Today. That's what Trey Cool used to do his charity for. And we came to a hole. There was a bunch of cocktails. And he pour a bunch of different drinks in one glass and took grass from the ground, put it in there, and made me do it. Chug it down. So
what a nice man.
Oh, it was amazing. I would totally do it all over again. It was worth it. And so he's like, hey, come on in. So we walk in to like their main room. So Chasta, in a way, this is like their version of like Metallica's HQ, the like we went to in San Rafael.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's their got version it. Of that. So we walk in. They got couches
there. And you never knew where this was this whole time?
I mean, I knew of the area, but I did not know the exact address. So now I know. Gotcha. And I was like, oh, my God, now I know where to go if I ever want to, I don't know, try to hang out with them or something.
Want to stalk them.
Yes. But so, Chasta, so get this. So there's a bunch of cases all outside, and there's a bunch of road crew guys walking around packing up because they go on tour starting this week. And so I walk in, I see this huge case open and it's filled with a bunch of guitars. And like I'm staring at the guitars and I was like, oh my God, I recognize one guitar in particular. It's Billy Joe's like old school signature guitar, Blue, which is a Fernandes Stratocaster. I remember from the Longview video, the Basket Case video, all those music videos. I was like, oh my God, it's all here. So I kind of wanted to go up and touch his guitar.
Should have. Absolutely should have.
But there was road crew guys everywhere, and I want them to say, like, don't touch it. Or I don't know. I just didn't want to get in trouble.
You wouldn't have gotten in trouble.
But I was like, there it is. Like, that guitar that I've seen for so many years in concert, in music videos, live performance. I was like, there it is. I was like, oh my God, that's like, that should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I'm sure it will be someday.
One day, yeah, yeah. But it was amazing to see that. And so we go in the other room.
Yeah.
And we're walking down the hall, and I hear this just fat, doon, 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 like just big bass thud going off. And I was like, oh my God, that must be Mike Dirnt in the other room practicing. So we go in the other room, and Mike Dirnt is playing bass on his bass guitar, and him and his tech were there. And he's like, hey guys, how's it going? Sorry, I'm just testing out like a new pickup. And I was like, oh my God, hey. And he's like, hey, the Bone. And I was like, yeah, hey. I was like,
no way. Oh my God. They both recognize you.
Yeah.
This is like the story of your lifetime.
Oh my God. And then so we make small talk, just kind of explain about the place and like this room. And we're walking into the other room where they have like the actual production board and everything and their couches and stuff. And Mike's like, yeah, in this room over here, this was where we did American Idiot. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, that's amazing. And so we go in the room, and to their credit, which I was thoroughly impressed, they had four microphones set up on this big table in front of their couch, all plugged into a mixer, then goes into their Pro Tools. So they said, oh, we're all ready for the interview right now. Yeah, so even though we brought a bunch of equipment.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, I mean.
All right, Metallica, you're going to have to step it
up. I know. So even though we brought all this equipment, like a recorder and microphones, they were all set up, ready to go. And they had their one of their producers.
That's impressive.
Run the board, so make sure it was all good levels and everything. So honestly, Charlene and I sit down, and then Matt interviews Mike Dirnt and Trey Cool. Billy Joe was supposed to be there, but he's under the weather, and he was in bed recovering from a fever, which...
Wink.
which, by the way, this is why...
Yeah, God, you took the words out of my mouth. I was just about to say that.
But Green Day, unfortunately, had to postpone a couple of tour dates this week already, so he's still recovering from his illness. But it was totally cool. The two of them sat there, and Chasta, our buddy Laurel from Warner Brother Records, showed up, and that was cool.
Oh, seeing, love her.
Yes, it was awesome seeing her. And honestly, Matt, Mike, and Trey do like about an hour interview, and I'm just sitting there listening to them talk about all these stories. Some of it I've heard before on Behind the Music, but they kind of went more in-depth talking about it. I was like, oh my God. Like, it was so much fun just sitting there. And then afterwards, when they were done, we were just sitting there chilling, just talking about other things. And
they're your friends now.
Yeah, Trey and I were like talking about music and Sammy Hagar and Mike Dirnt and I were talking about some other things. And oh, so by the way, so Chasta, they were doing liners for other radio stations. And I was they were looking and I was like, oh, where's the Bone? It's not listed. And so Trey Cool, I give Trey Cool credit. He says, Hey, everyone, this is Trey Cool from Green Day, and when I'm not sitting on Baby Huey's lap, I'm listening to 107.7 The Bone.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
I was like, yes. And then he looks at me, like, you know, grins at me, and he gives me, like, a double, you know, fist bump to me, and I was like, oh, my God, yes, thank you.
Yeah.
And then we were just sitting there, and then they released two singles already for their new album, Revolution Radio, which does comes out October 7th. So, they played those songs for us in their, you know, their production room. So it was amazing that if you would have told me when I was 10 years old back in 1994, 22 years ago, that I would be sitting with Mike and Trey at the rehearsal place, listening to songs with them and geeking out over music with them.
I love this moment for you.
I seriously, Chas, I was like, I had to pinch myself. I got goosebumps. I was like, I can't believe it.
This is such an almost famous moment.
It was. I was like so happy. I was like, this
was
it.
So
Penny
overwhelmed.
Lane to Green Day.
He was so overwhelmed. He got sick. And he couldn't even make it into work on Friday. It ravaged his immune system. It was so worn down from all the adrenaline.
But it was just, honestly, Chas, it was so much fun. And, and you would love this. So Trey Cool does listen to us. He says his wife just...
He listens to the other guy's podcast? No, that's amazing.
Yes!
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 To the bone. But he turned his wife on to listen to the bone because he loves the craziness, the goofy stuff we do in the morning. Also,
that's awesome.
She moved up from SoCal. That's where she's from originally. And so they love listening to the radio. So they love listening to us. So I was like, oh, that's awesome. And Mike and Trey both love how, you know, Lamont and Paul make fun of me for how much I love Green Day. So they hear it. They're aware of it. They're aware of it. And I was like, oh, my God, like, this is awesome. And it was just, I'm trying to think what else, anything else that major things that happened. It was just so surreal because, like, you know, all the hard, like, you know, that night, Tuesday night, the night before, I went to bed with a bad headache. That morning, I woke up with a bad headache, and I was still feeling the effects of it. But when I went there, everything went away. I felt so much better just hanging out with them. It was just so much fun. And, I mean, it was just an amazing experience. And one thing, though, I was kind of kicking myself over was, so when I walked in, I brought in one of my copies of Dookie on CD. I had the booklet in my pocket, and I wanted them to sign it because, but I feel kind of guilty. Like, I don't want them to think, oh my God, we let this guy into our place to ask for an autograph. Like, I want to be professional still.
I always feel like that in those moments. Yeah. It's so hard.
I think you did the right thing because having a signature is not worth nearly as much as having a truly just awesome chill moment with those people. Yeah. And you don't want to do anything to throw that off.
And be able to tell this story.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's
so what is having their name written down? You know who they are and you know what you've done.
That's true. And so that was kind of going through my head. I was like, in my head, my excuse was going to say, guys, you know how much I love you guys. I thought it'd be a funny bit on the air that Lamont and Paul can make fun of me that I came to your rehearsal place and I got an autograph. So I was trying to turn it into a bit for the show. Like, hey, can you just sign this for me, please?
Shameless.
So the guys could make work.
And they probably would have done it. But at the same time, I still want to be professional. There was road crew guys all around. I didn't want to look.
You're like besties with them now. So it would be a little awkward.
It's
like, you wouldn't
way
ask
more.
Your bestie for an autograph, right?
And that's what I was thinking. I was like, that's the other thing. It's like, I was on my best behavior. I thought I was very professional. Trey Cool and Mike both gave me hugs and... like, just the fact, like, I think I kind of won them over. Like, I was like, my goal is I want to be able to come back and be, like, invited again. So that's why I kind of held back and asking for the autograph. Like, I want to be able to make this a regular
thing. You want to be cool.
I think you did the right thing. I'm with Jimbo.
Okay, cool. Thank you. All right. But it was just.
You want to be Trey Cool.
Yes.
Absolutely. So it was just very surreal to hang out with them. They were super cool, down to earth. And the fact that they listen to us and they, you know, they know a lot about the station and they appreciate everything we do. So it was amazing time. So yeah, Chasta, it was a lot of fun. So actually, Chas, on that note, I realized we were running a little bit late right now. So, and I know Jimbo has a haircut appointment to get to.
We've had too much fun today.
I know. So I guess we'll hold off. We'll hold off on the other features right now.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, Chasta, just at the end of the day, as you and I talked off the air, this is why we get in the radio. I posted the photo of the three of us together.
This is the reason. Yep, absolutely.
Big smile, grin I had. It was just so much fun. It was just, I loved it. And yeah, this is why we get in the radio, to meet our favorite rock stars and celebrities, musicians. And hopefully we'll do it again. I mean, I think the fact that, you know, the record label people saw us hanging out with them and they were cool with us. And I would love to do it again one day. So hopefully in the near future, all three of us can go down or something like that. I don't know. I'm just
part two.
Exactly. So on that note, I didn't realize. Yeah, time's been going by so fast. We should probably just wrap things up on that note. We can save our other features for the next episode. Jimbo, since I know you got to run, anything you want to plug, promote?
Yes, Lucha Lowdown podcast is up and running on iTunes. Please subscribe to us, rate us, and review us. We sure do appreciate it. It's also on Audio Boom and Google Play, at Lucha Lowdown on Twitter, and find us on Facebook. Thank you.
And if you watch them on Twitch, you can see what our office looks like.
Yeah, we're working on that.
Oh, I have to watch this.
Oh, God.
Jessa, anything you want to plug, promote?
Yeah, I don't have anything specific to promote except for my son's pictures, because that's all I ever post anymore. I'm a mother now, so I take 4 billion pictures of him. So if you want to see that, you can. On Instagram, it's Chasta Lynn. Twitter is Chasta, and Facebook is /Chasta Radio.
Awesome. Not Baby Huey. Follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/Baby Huey Official. Also Twitter and Instagram, at Baby Huey 83. There you can see my photos with Green Day. And as I mentioned before, go get their new album, Revolution Radio, which comes out on October 7th, and I'm looking forward to hearing the rest of the album. I'm so excited to hear it. Also, for you guys, I've been fixing a couple things on the back end. I know we always say listen to everything at 1077thebone.com. I'm in the process of updating our iTunes and Stitcher feeds, so it'll be a little bit easier to find. So when I get that coordinated, I'll put that on social media as well. And once again, thank you everyone for the constant support. We appreciate it. And on that note, have a great rest of the weekend. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Other Guys podcast. Be sure to follow the Other Guys on all their social media pages. Facebook.com/The Other Guys Podcast. Instagram at The Other Guys Podcast. And Twitter at TOG Podcast. And don't forget to subscribe to the show on iTunes and Stitcher. And of course, check back to 1077thebone.com. for new and previous episodes of The Other Guys Podcast.
Party on!